At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Best.
Will Hill, let's start in the association, and we're going to go with the Nuggets and the Lakers game first. Take the game at the bottom of the rotation and put it at the top. Is it so easy here to just lay the three and a half with the Nuggets to say the Lakers are going to pack it in, they're done, they don't want to go back to Denver? The Nuggets are the far superior team. They've shown it through three games. Are you going to play the favorite?
That's certainly how I would lean. I like the Nuggets here. I don't love getting involved in these series 3-0 because sometimes the team that's up 3-0 feels like they haven't won and they kind of take the game off and say, you know what, we'll finish in five, we'll go home. So game four when the series 3-0 can be tricky, but you got to figure the Lakers are just fried mentally. They've blown double-digit leads and I think all of these games they've had chances to win. They're going back 2 years now. Denver, I think, finishes. Denver's going to be motivated that maybe now that I think about it with Minnesota. On the verge of a sweep, Denver says, all right, we got to get this done. We don't want Minnesota having a rest advantage on us. So I would expect Denver to win this game.
Yeah, I'm debating here. Lay the 3, 3.5, or do you lay the 160 on the money line? But it looks a little too easy. I'm probably going to play the Nuggets here. I just don't believe the Lakers are going to come out. And hey, if you're going to show anything, you're going to show it in game three.
I agree.
Not in game four when you're down 3-0 and the series is over. So Nuggets are going to be a play for me. How about we go to the Cavs Magic game in Orlando. Magic 2-point favorites off a 38-point win. Will, anything for you in this one?
I'll go under. Early start, 10 a.m. Pacific. These guys are night creatures. They play late. They stay up late, sleep late, wake up late. This is an early start, and these are two kind of ugly teams offensively. Cavs are okay on offense, but the Cavs good on defense. Magic, barring, you know, aside from the other night, are bad on offense, good on defense. So to me, you know, games one and two were dead nut unders. Game three snuck over just because it was garbage time and things got a little wonky late. I think we'll look at an under too. Something to keep in mind as the series goes on, usually late in the series, 5, 6, 7, these games get even more physical, more intense, and you see a lot of unders late in the series. We're not quite there yet, but I will still go under on this game.
All right, how about OKC in New Orleans? Right now, most books, including DraftKings, Thunder, 1-point road favorites, total of 208.5.
I think the Pelicans get one. I don't know that OKC, I mean, they're good, but they're still a young team going on the road. I don't know if they have that maturity to go in killer instinct and win on the road and sweep New Orleans. It feels like New Orleans gets a game. Game one was close. Game two was a blowout. I'll give New Orleans a game. I do think OKC gets a split and wins in five, but I'll give New Orleans this one.
All right. I think JVT might have talked me into a play on the total here on the Celtics Heat game. Now, obviously, in game two in Boston, the Miami Heat shot the lights out, 23 three-pointers. I think you're going to see some shooting regression from the Heat from three in this game. But you also should see a strong bounce-back effort from the Boston Celtics. It feels like the total has bottomed out in the market at 201.5. I might look to play the over here. I'm not sure if I'm going to do anything with the side. Celtics laying 9 on the road. Series tied at 1. How about you, Will?
I feel like the Celtics bounce back, and it's not my nature to like lay double digits on the road. If I wanted to play at Boston, a pro Boston angle, I'd probably just look at Miami team total under, figuring the regression will come from 3-point range. And Boston, maybe defend the 3-point line once in a while. It's not all luck with Miami shooting the lights out, because Miami seems to have a lot of good shooting luck against Boston. Defend the 3-point line. They don't have anything else. They can't get to the basket. So I think they'll stifle down. I think they'll play a good defensive game. I'll go Miami Heat team total under here.
All right, hockey talk, and this is going to be quick. We're going to break the ice here with Dallas Stars, Vegas Golden Knights, the top seed in the West, down 2-0, coming to Vegas for a Saturday night game. And, Will, the Golden Knights right now minus 118 at DraftKings. You might end up seeing a higher price Saturday night before the puck drops here in Vegas with action on the home side. I think this is where you got to play the top seed in the West, down two games. If they're going to show up, the starter's got to do it in game three, so I might look to play the dog in this one. Any thought, quick thought for you here or no?
Yeah, I think it's a good handicap. I'll play Dallas with you. And you know, you mentioned you get a better number when you're fading Vegas, when you're in Vegas, so maybe I'll hop on a plane and get the better number in Vegas.
You may just call me. Maybe I'll put it in for you. All right, let's go to baseball for a minute, and we'll hit on one game. We like to talk about the Yankees, so let's go ahead and talk about the Yankees game. Pitching matchup, Rodon and Ross in Milwaukee. Yankees at DraftKings minus 130, total of 8.5. Will, anything for you in that matchup?
It'd be a lean towards the Yankees. I don't know that I'll bet it. Rodon's actually pitched pretty well. He hasn't gotten a ton of swing and misses. Hasn't been overpowering, but he's cut down on the walks. He's been good, not great, but good. Yankees have the better lineup. I think this is a reasonable price here for the Yankees on the road.
All right, now we're going to end this with a, we're going to call it an entertainment prop. This is up at DraftKings for the NFL draft. We got rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday. The last pick in the draft is owned by your New York Jets, Will Hill. And the prop up at DraftKings, Mr. Irrelevant, the position of the last player drafted in the 7th round, that would be pick number 257 overall. I was talking about this with our producer, Dan Moneyline Miller, and he said, it's got to be an offensive player, right? Well, I went back and looked. 3 of the last 4 years, it's been a defensive player. In 2020, it was a linebacker. 2021, a linebacker. 2022, we all know, Brock Purdy, quarterback from Iowa State to the San Francisco 49ers. Last year, it was a defensive end, edge rusher. Will, the prop at DraftKings, let's take a shot and see if we can get this right. Quarterback is a favorite at 3-1. Defensive line edge rusher at 5-1, the second choice. Offensive lineman also 5-1. Wide receiver plus 650. Cornerback plus 650. Linebacker 8-1. Running back 10-1. Safety 11. And tight end 13-1. Also, kicker, punter, long snapper grouped in at 16-1. You want to take a guess on Mr. Irrelevant and the position on this DraftKings prop?
Yeah, that's one of these books. They always leave it up. I don't know if there's betting interest in for it, but like when they pull some of these markets, that one always stays up for whatever reason. I'll go with the longer odds. I don't know why quarterback's the short shot. I will go with the kicker, punter, long snapper.
Oh, wow.
At 16-1.
Okay. You're taking the longest shot on the board for the Jets, and they might trade the pick. But right now the Jets have pick number 257, and they would have Mr. Irrelevant. I'll tell you what I'm going to go with. Wide receiver. Why not? Okay. Plus 650. I'm going to go middle of the odds board here. Wide receiver. Jets get some sort of target for Aaron Rodgers with the last pick of the draft.
Well, if that's your hope. That's your hope for filling the position. I mean, the last pick in the draft. I mean, they did get the kid from Western Kentucky, but it's hard to handicap this stuff because we don't know what they're going to do in the round before
guess.
Then. It's who they have valued on their board and who's left over. So who knows?
That's why I said it's an entertainment prop. If you want to bet that, you're just guessing. You really have no information, nothing. You're just taking a shot on something because you want to for the hell of it. But DraftKings put that prop up, and that's all I see up for the rest of the NFL draft, Mr. Irrelevant.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.